Homily for Monday, the 12th of December. This is the homily I gave yesterday at the 9 o'clock liturgy. So the homily is about Advent. It's about Gaudete Sunday. And I'm doing this because I've been asked to do it, and I think it's good for us again to reflect on the meaning of Advent and Gaudete Sunday in our lives. Advent is a special time, and today is a special Advent Sunday, Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means rejoice in Latin. So it's Be Joyful Sunday. Perhaps the name strikes us as odd. It seems we so rarely talk about joy. I think we're much more likely to talk about our problems than to talk about our joys. But this season, Advent, invites us to allow ourselves to think and talk about joy. About our own joy. Surprised by Joy is the title of a book by C.S. Lewis. It's his autobiography where he recounts his conversion to Christianity. In the book, he tells us what he means by joy. For him, it's a gentle glimpsing into the eternal, a glimpsing into God's presence and life in us. Becoming a Christian is becoming aware of God's loving presence in us. And joy is the echo of actually finding God's life in us. Advent wants to guide us into that same glimpsing. It wants to take us deeper into ourselves. Advent is guided by the conviction that deeper than our problems and fears, we find within us a deep, deep need to give ourselves away, to give ourselves to another in love and care. That felt, sensed need to love, to give oneself away to another person, Christians call that the presence of God. It is to that deep, real, living presence within that Advent would lead us to recognize it and to rejoice in it. And that is the joy of Christmas, the joy to the world we sing about. And so, throughout this special, joyful season of Advent, we should let the words the angel Gabriel spoke to Mary at the Annunciation continually to echo within us. You are full of grace. The Lord is with you. This time is given us that we too might learn to join Mary in saying, yes. Remember how initially Mary was confused by the angel's words. But in the end, she learned to say yes to them. She learned to say, I am full of grace. She learned to receive herself as where God's gracious presence is to be found. She learned to say, "The Lord is with me." This is the time for us to learn to say these words in truth. Let us become surprised by the joy of finding God abiding within us. To help us move toward that joy, I'd like to leave us with the wise words of a Christian mystic. His name is Johann Scheffler. He's also known by the Latin name Angelus Silesius, the Silesian angel. He lived in 17th century Germany. So listen to what he tells us about ourselves. Christ could be born 1,000 times in Galilee, but all in vain, until he is born in me. Do not seek God in some space or place outside of yourself. Your heart is the only place in which to meet him face to face. I am not outside God, and God is not outside me. I am his radiance, and he is my light.